Eastland with Martin Besser.
The big news around the world, obviously, Queen Elizabeth II passing yesterday. And as I said to you earlier this morning, a lot of tributes pouring in, also a lot of questions people want to know. People have been always fascinated by the royal family. And Queen Elizabeth II is all most of us knew, really, in terms of a ruler, a queen. I mean, she's been doing that. Well, she did that for 70 years.
Years.
Yeah. In it's almost impossible to picture it any other way.
Yeah.
To imagine it any other way. I think the British and many other people around the world feeling the same way. It's kind of weird now to talk about a king for Britain. Even have to change the anthem if you think about it.
I'm pretty sure.
Used to just God Save the Queen.
Yes. Don't they have to change the money as well? Because her face is printed.
Oh, I would imagine. Yeah, I would definitely imagine. Yeah. On the line out of London this morning is Laura Sleep. She's a writer and a keen follower of the royal family. Laura, am I right? Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. And you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
So, pretty much a shock. I mean, she was 96, but it definitely came through as a shock, I think, for many people around the world, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, she is 96, but it was still shocking in a way because, obviously, 2 days ago, she was on her feet welcoming our new Prime Minister. And it's just very... And also, you know, her mother lived to 101, so I think we all thought she had a few more years.
That's true. 101, 96 though, a good long reign and life. A whole lot. Before we get to that, how did the news come through in London? And what do you suspect happened there? Because they don't often release statements about her health, do they?
No, normally there's no comments. They don't really comment on anything unless, you know, they have to. And so I was at work yesterday, actually in the middle of a really difficult phone conversation, and I got a text message from a friend saying, oh my goodness, I think it's happening. And I text back saying, what? And then when you went on the news, there was a statement about the Queen's health, and you sort of guessed then that it wasn't good because they would normally ever say anything. Mm. And then it seemed like protocols were already in place because like the BBC switched to live coverage and...
Yeah.
Things like that. So I think people guess, and also as the family started arriving, I think people started guessing that something had happened and we'd be told later. They also interrupted Parliament, so they were, it was Prime Minister's questions, I think, and they were handed notes live and you could see that they looked a little bit shook.
I mean, she was 96, but what did they give as the cause of death?
They just said she's passed away. I mean, I think everyone's just assuming she's 96. I mean... It's, you know, it's sad, but it is a long life, well lived.
And then the protocol is that when she died, Charles immediately becomes king, right? Or is there, what is the process from here?
So he automatically becomes king because it's a hereditary monarchy. And, but I think his, they then have to proclaim it, so there'll be a proclamation of his ascension either today or tomorrow, which has to be done in St. James's Square, I think, and they just announce it. And I think at that point, the flag will go back up because there's now a new sovereign flying, reigning, and then at some point it will go back down to half-mast to mourn the Queen, and I think it'll stay at half-mast for the funeral, but yeah, Charles is now king.
There was some talk about the name that he was going to assume or choose. What would the other options have been? And how long did he have to make that choice? I mean, surely he must have thought of it beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, I assume it's planned because obviously, you know, he has been the heir apparent for 70 years. You know, it's probably come up. I think he can pretty much call himself whatever he wants. Oh. And I think his name is Charles Arthur Philip George or maybe something like that. So he could realistically pick any of those names. But I suppose he's been, you know, he's the longest serving Prince of Wales. He's been Charles in the public consciousness.
Sure.
I'm not sure how he'd take a name change. Although, you know, the Charleses aren't the greatest. Yeah. You know, we owe the three one and cut his head off.
And, yeah, I believe the previous Charles is, you know, not the nicest. And it's obviously very significant, I think, the fact that the new Prime Minister, that she got to shake the Queen's hand and do all that. I mean, just in time.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I think it was, you know, day before yesterday, which is crazy, really. I mean, we are going through Prime Ministers at quite a rate of knots, so... to be fair, it's not. There was probably going to be a few more, but it's amazing how she was on duty right up until the end.
Absolutely right until the end. Just quickly, what is the mood in London and Greater Britain about the new Prime Minister? What is the attitude towards her?
I don't think anyone... Well, I can only talk for myself, but it's just very strange at the moment. We just seem a bit adrift, and actually the Queen dying in the middle of it is... she's always been the constant, and so I think now that's gone as well. It's really strange because, you know, the news has not been nice over the last 6 years, and there's been a lot, and I think we do all look, you know, whatever you think of the monarchy, I think we do look to them because they just carry on. And
they're
it's very strange that the person we look to has gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your anchor.
There's a lot of change, and I think you're probably going to feel that in the air for a while still to come. A whole lot of change all at once.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, listen, strength from this side, and thanks for the chat and the catch-up, Laura. Keep us posted what's happening over there, and
thanks
for sharing.
Nice to speak to you. Hey, wake up. Yeah.
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.